easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Change gears a little bit right here as we get into the final hour of the Monday edition of the Kenny and JT Show. I'd like to usher in a good friend of mine, a classmate of mine from the 1981 Camp McKinley High School, instrumental member of the Canton Outside of Canton, giving back to our communities during the holidays event. And I got to tell you, Ronnie, I forgot to tell you this. Ron Stokes is our guest. I got to see Jimmy Johnson. I hadn't seen him in about 40 years this past year.
That's good stuff, man.
Jimmy came back. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. We spoke. We were not able to connect because I was I had a commitment out of town. I'm not quite sure where I was, but he and I and Troy, we connected. A bunch of, as you know, a number of former Bulldogs. We still talk quite a bit. So yeah,
I hadn't
seen him in person.
I know where you were at, Kenny. This is hysterical too.
What's up?
Actually, first of all, Ronnie, you were at Penn State because you guys had an away game that day. I remember because we were all there, and it was just a blast. Jimmy Johnson was the center of this team. He probably went, what, 6'2", Ronnie?
Yep. Things have changed.
They're monsters now.
6'2 was big back in the day, right, Ronnie?
Yeah, it's not even your point guard today.
Right.
I know, right? How crazy is that? Oh, Ronnie, hey, we wanted to reach out to you for a number of reasons today, okay, Ronnie? Because I saw a photo recently after they named Jake Diebler as the permanent head coach, right? And I saw you and Brad Seller, who we had on the show, and other former Buckeyes came back and took a group photo with Jake Diebler. And I'm just curious, your thoughts on Diebler getting the job, and what was that like to reunite with a lot of those guys as they made the decision to give him the full-time gig?
Yeah. Great question. First of all, Jake Diebler earned that job because of what he was able to do to get the guys to play to a high level, despite all the uncertainty. Kids losing a coach mid-season, not quite sure what to expect. You're facing the number two team in the country, so for him to help that team get to a point where they can win that game and then finish the way they did. He basically made it very obvious to Ross Burek that he was the guy. And as a result of that performance and leading that team, he got the job. So clearly he earned that position. As it relates to the former players coming back and supporting Jake, one thing that you learn as you get older, the university is always bigger than the individual player. We're going to be long and gone. That university is still going to be there. So our position was we're going to support the decision by Ohio State to hire Jake as the head coach. And being his former players, myself, Brad Sellers, Dennis Hobson, a number of my teammates and other folks who I know, Jay Burson, and the list goes on and on and on, Michael Redd, so forth. We wanted to be there to support Ohio State and support Jake. And I thought we did that in a major way. And so I was very excited that, one, to support Jake, but also to see some of my former teammates and some of the other players.
Ron, when you bring back a bunch of alumni, do you guys actually get an opportunity to speak to today's players?
Yeah, we do, but it's different. I mean, clearly, as we just joked around about the size differential, the position is it's a positionless game now.
Right.
If you can shoot threes, you're not a center anymore. You're a basketball player that can score for your guy that can get to the basket or whatever, make plays. The game has changed. And I think with NIL and everything else, it's changed the mentality of the
right.
players. And And then the coaches, too. I mean, you know, in my position, I get to know the coaches very well. And mm-hmm. it's a challenge today to you know, to really be tough on kids. But at the same time, knowing that they can leave and there's no really penalty for leaving. So it's really tough. It's a different dynamic right. today. But, I mean, here's the thing that I argue with folks. Yeah, the kids are different, but success principles never change. To be successful, you still got to do the work. You still have to have a great foundation. And if you're a jerk or you're a bad person, sooner or later, it's going to be revealed at some point in your life if you're a bad person. I just really believe that. Mm-hmm. You know, all money does is make you more than what you already are. It exposes who you are even at a higher level. So I still think, you know, kids who want to learn and develop as a person and as a being a great teammate and be the best who they are, those kids will always continue to listen to other folks.
See, the other half of that question to me was, you get an opportunity to represent your alma mater and you come back as a former, how many years did you letter down there? All four?
All four, yeah.
Okay, so you're a four-man letterman at The Ohio State University and you're talking to a kid that's there for a cup of coffee. Does your message fall on deaf ears?
It all depends on what he wants to hear. I mean, if he's talking about he wants to go to the NBA, and, you know, those are conversations that I can't always relate to him because I never played at that level. It may take an Evan Turner or Michael Redd or, you know, Greg Oden or somebody like that to come back and give that message to that young man. Now, as it relates to, you know, the grunt and grind and growing and developing and having leadership skill sets, I can speak to that because that was what I felt I brought to the team, being a two-time captain and those things. And then, you know, if the kid's ready for it and wants to talk about life after basketball, after that final horn sounds, I can deliver that message. I can speak to that. So to answer your question, JT, it's all what that kid wants. And then whoever can give the best delivery, that's who you give to that kid to kind of speak to that.
Happy to have Ron Stokes with us talking some March Madness. And, Ron, how about this? JT and I were discussing this earlier. There are four teams left in men's college basketball. UConn will take on Alabama, and Purdue will take on North Carolina State, and the Buckeyes beat Purdue and North Carolina State, Alabama. Mm-hmm. That's it. Purdue and Alabama are the two that they beat earlier this year. One early in the season, one late in the season, Ronnie. So my question to you is, when you look at that, does that say that they weren't as bad as what their record indicated before the coaching change? Or how do you view that, having beaten two of the four Final Four teams?
Yeah, loaded question there.
First and foremost,
You'll be hard-pressed to find any team in America mm-hmm. that can say what you just said, that they can say that they beat two of the teams that are in the Final Four right now. Ohio State, if they're not the only team, there are only a few of those. I kind of shared this with you guys before. You know, Chris Holtmann did not forget how to coach. He was, you know, coach of the year in every conference that he coached in. At the same time, the kids hear things differently. And I really believe that whatever Chris was trying to get across to the guys, they were not getting it. They were not feeling it. So, you know, Gene and his team made a decision that they needed to make a change. And I'm happy for Chris and his family. He's somewhere else doing well at DePaul. And I know he's going to do well there. But yes, that team had talent. They were, 11-3 at one point, and I felt they were an NCAA team. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. they lost too many games there in the middle, and the reason why they didn't make the tournament.
NCAA transfer portal opened up March 18th. It ends May 1st as far as basketball or probably fall sports are concerned or winter sports, whatever we consider basketball season. They all run together for us. Ronnie, when do they start working on this? And do you have any role in it whatsoever as far as the transfer portal is concerned?
I do. As a board member of the foundation and also of the O Foundation, we were heavily involved in working with the team with connecting the basketball players with communities, community charities, I should say. where they were compensated and the charity benefited by that player being involved with that charity and bringing awareness. So, yes, I'm involved. And one thing I can share with you guys, there is movement. There's things that are happening behind the scenes. And to answer your direct question, it's fluid. It's ongoing. As you know, kids can leave anytime, especially when a coach is dismissed. So Jake Diebler did a fantastic job. I know there was a couple kids recently just put their names in a portal from Ohio State, but it's fluid. There's going to be some announcements soon based on some of the activity that is going on behind the scenes. Hopefully it will be all positive. But yes, I am involved, and that stuff is fluid. It's ongoing every single day.
Yeah, how about that? Ohio State beats Purdue on February 18th, 73-69, all the way back November 24th. They beat Alabama 92-81, and Bama's in the Final Four. Purdue's in the Final Four. And, Ronnie, Illinois had a nice run, but, Ronnie, have you ever called a game or been involved in a game where a team not going on a 10-0 run, not a 15-0 run, not a 20-0 run? Ronnie, a 30-0 run is what UConn put on Illinois the other day.
Well, first of all, I had my grandchildren over to the house, so I did not see the game for the most part. I went downstairs to kind of get caught up, and when I first saw that, I thought there was a typo. I said, this cannot be right. They cannot be down by 30-something points. This is no way. I thought Illinois had a chance to really compete.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, no, I've never seen that. You give UConn all the credit in the world, and for them to do what they did at that high level, at the Elite Eight game, that was so very impressive at what they did in that particular game. I've never seen it ever in my life as a player, never played in it, never saw it, never called that game. So a game like that. So I was just totally shell-shocked that that happened.
Especially this deep into a playoff, too. Yeah, you know, exactly. Ron, the last time you were on with us, we asked you the question is, in general, what is college basketball like in the NCAA level? And you mentioned something that I hold really close now because of the fact that the transfer portal is – you may not recognize where some of these players end up, and they go and they move around, and it makes us wonder how good teams really are. Well, UConn, obviously a returning championship team, they're not missing a beat right now. But as far as rebuilding or restocking the shelf, the pantry, so to speak, we're going to rebuild the Buckeyes. We lose three or four guys, fifth-year seniors and whatnot. Zed Key's gone. Have you had the opportunity to talk to or see Mr. Basketball Ohio, Colin White, out of this Ottawa Glandorf? He's a 6'6 kid that's coming in that averaged about 25 points a game in high school.
I have not seen him in person. I've seen some of his highlights. I think he's a solid basketball player. I'm not totally sure where you're going with your question, but here's the deal with the landscape of college basketball to succeed. And I know the COVID year is impacting it in a major way because you have a number of teams that have fifth-year players who took advantage of that extra year. So you got 23-year-olds playing against 18-year-olds. And yeah. I don't care whether you're in middle school, high school, or at the college ranks, 5 years makes a difference in experience, size, strength, all that stuff. And so it's going to be very difficult for teams to try to win when most of your team are guys under the age of 20. Now, once the last COVID year, which is this one coming up, you won't have that player portal. Get you some guys who are third or second year players portal. Get you some guys who are third or second year players, and couple that with some portal players, you got a chance to win. You look at NC State. You talked about Illinois, even though they got beat by UConn, they had a lot of success in that portal. So that's the formula for today's success in college basketball. The days of recruiting four guys, freshmen, and then allowing them to grow and try to compete, those days are over right now as far as I'm concerned.
Zach Edey went for 40 points, 16 rebounds in beating Tennessee, getting Purdue to the Final Four, Ronnie. What you know, he's the back-to-back player of the year, and you know, he's the back-to-back player of the year in college basketball. They've got a shot maybe to upset UConn, win it all. And then just your thoughts on him as a college player. Do you think his game will translate to the NBA?
At first, his first couple of years, I didn't think he could play in the NBA. Where he is today, I think he can play. He's not your typical 7'4" guy, 300 whatever plus pounds. He can move. He can jump. He's got some skill sets that I think. I'm not saying he's going to be a dominant player. He's not going to be Yao Ming, but I think he could play in the league. As it relates to that last game, and I think Charles Barkley said it best. Zach Edey said, "We're not losing today."
Yeah.
And when you have your best player on your team, who has that mindset and has the ability to do that when the bright lights are on, you got to feel pretty good if you're his teammate. You just get out of his way or give him the ball and let him do his thing, and that's what Zach Edey did. And I'm happy for the Big Ten. I'm happy for Coach Painter. Kind of got a little monkey off his back because, you know, again, people said he's got talent, hadn't been able to get to the Final Four, but they've done it. And I'm so happy for Matt Painter and Zach Edey and the rest of the Purdue Boilermakers.
And it's so interesting, the contrast between Zach Edey, emotionless a lot of the time, right? And DJ Burns just enjoying life, throwing that body around, Ronnie. Right-handed hook, left-handed baby hook, bumping into people and all that. I mean, he looks like a kid you play against at the Y, right? And you look at him, you go, he can't be that good. And then he's just bigger and stronger than everybody. I mean, is that part of that 23-year-old thing you were talking about?
Yeah, that's it. And also, too, the one thing that I was watching a game with somebody, and they said, that kid's having fun. He's out there having fun. Now, granted, he's talented, too, and he's being well-coached, and he's doing a great thing. And I'll never forget this. I remember when Michigan State won the national title with Mateen Cleaves was there, and they had a couple little, you know, bad moments during that season. And I remember Magic Johnson sitting down with Mateen Cleaves, and one of the things he told him is he said, "Man, you need to have fun out there. Have fun while you're playing." And it completely, and again, there's some other things that went well for them, but I thought that really resonated with Mateen Cleaves, and it led them to winning the national championship. And so when you look at that NC State team, they are connected. They're having fun out there. It's all about the team. It's not an individual thing. And don't count them out. They got a chance.
Man, they're playing with house money. They won their conference tournament to be there. I mean, you want to draw comparisons to teams at Ohio State. I mean, if the Ohio State Buckeyes would have won the Big Ten championship, I'm not saying they'd be in the Final Four, but I, like you, Ronnie, thought that they deserved to be there on the heels of what they did and how they finished the season. And as Kenny pointed out, man, when you beat two teams that end up in the Final Four, you're doing something right.
Yeah, they did. And then you talked about when it happened. Now, obviously, if they beat Purdue and Alabama early in the year, that's one thing. They did beat Alabama early, but they got got Purdue late. Mm-hmm. So this team had the skill set to be an NCAA team and a team that can make a run. I mean, you don't have to look any further than NC State. At one point in late February, there were doubts whether they were an NCAA team. But guess what? They got hot right at the right moment. They ran through that tournament, and now here they are in the Final Four. So it gives hope to a lot of teams that may be struggling a little bit. If you can kind of get it together, you got a chance to make it a run.
So let's look forward to next season. And you told us a little bit about how your offseason starts to unfold. What happens now for Jake Diebler? I mean, do you start recruiting? Do you have to recruit your own players? You look at the transfer portal. What steps are they taking in the basketball program now?
Yeah, based on what you just asked me, just try to imagine taking a multiple choice test, and then there's a box at the bottom that says all of the above. You would check that box.
Man.
Everything you just said he's doing every single day, trying to, you know, keep his current players that he wants, and obviously looking in the portal and trying to understand what's going to be the best piece for his team. And there's no guarantee that you're going to get that kid as well. So it's ongoing every day. He's on the phone. He's talking. It's an ongoing thing for him. And then on top of that, and I said this when he was in the NIT, everything that he's doing for the first time.
Right.
So he's got to make great decisions. I love the hire with Coach Dave Dickerson. I he's one of my best guys. You know, unfortunately, he lost his wife a couple years to cancer. But salt of the earth, I thought that was a phenomenal hire and bringing him here. And I think that's going to help Jake Diebler. I know he's looking to maybe make another change in the staff.
Okay.
But, Yeah, it's every day. He's there's something on that schedule every day he's got to take care of.
Ron, the one name we keep hearing is Michi Johnson. Started off his college career at Ohio State. Now he's in South Carolina. Seems to be like, I don't know if it's just the rumor mill. Have you heard anything about Michi Johnson and a possible return to Ohio State?
Well, I know there's interest both ways. Now, what a kid like Michi Johnson has got to do, because he's got one more chance, so he's got to get it right.
Okay.
You know, last year when he made the decision, when he made the decision to go to South Carolina, he knew he had another year. So this is different. You know, he goes, this is it. He's got to make a good decision here. So I think he's going to heavily consider Ohio State, my opinion. And we'll see what happens. But I would love this. I loved the kid when he was there, and he was just young. He was growing, and he felt he needed to go elsewhere to get better. So I'm happy for him that he's in a position where he's got options.
Final thing, we'll turn you loose. When you coming home, brother?
That's a great question. What I always do is once the season's over, me and my lovely bride of 37 years, we always go somewhere. We're going to be leaving here in a few days. To go somewhere, not far.
Yeah.
But and then get my arms around my businesses and have fun this summer with my children and my grandchildren, and then, of course, getting up to Canton to see my mom every as much as I can.
It's not fair. She looks like she just graduated high school, and we look like we do. It's just not fair,
yeah,
Ronnie.
Yeah. I know, Lavita. She takes great care of herself, man.
He's the lucky guy, man. It may not be fair, but he's the lucky guy.
She's
there. God bless her.
Outstanding. Ron, we always appreciate you taking the time. And the minute they make a move in the portal, we're going to bug you again, though, okay?
Just call me. Yeah, anytime.
And the next time you come to town and you're putting it together again with Canton outside of Canton or anything else for that matter, let us know so we can help you out.
Oh, I will. This is year 5 for us, so this is a big year.